Never mind. Never mind. I watch it all day. I wave, I say, hey, you don't look my way. Well, it's all right. Please take your time. The neighborhood don't mind. And why would we mind? Your legs are fine. Embrace, or how the ocean waves have your way in my mind. It's a sunny day, and everybody says your hair looks great and your legs are fine. The cutest face with the perfect waist. Would you keep your pace as you pass on by? My mind. Take your time.
All right, man. That sounds like Bobby McFerrin. Does anyone ever say that to you?
Yeah.
Do you? Do people say that?
Yeah. Not too often, but I do get it, yeah.
If you were white, would people say that?
Don't cry.
Folks, playing in the background, Mr. Dwayne Forrest, while his tunage is going, let me lay down the bio. And we'll stop and make fun of things as we go along. Oh, it's so hard to interrupt this tune. Well, the warm acoustics of Dwayne Forrest will reawaken your soul to the story of l'amour. Did you write that? Did your woman write that?
A woman wrote that.
Mm-hmm. Delivering in several languages, Dwayne weaves bossa nova, jazz, and soul to create an organic sound inspired by his search for love in his hometown of Toronto and around the world. You know, you could just go to christianmingle.com. Right? Dwayne was born and raised in Toronto, Canada. Throughout his life, he has had the opportunity to learn a variety of musical instruments, languages, and has lived in Mexico, Honduras, Puerto Rico. Dwayne's passion is music, but more importantly, it's love. Love. What is love? What languages do you speak? And by the way, what is this?
That's Spanish.
That's Spanish, yeah.
Or my version of it. I speak Spanish. I would say almost fluidly. Fluently. Enough to tell you a story.
Fluent-ish,
yeah. I struggle a bit with French, but I'm getting there. Speak a little bit of English and working on some German.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Like Achtung?
Yeah. Like, wie es dia?
What's that mean?
How you doing?
Well, it's like Buenos Dias.
Yeah. Almost has the same ring to it.
Yeah, it does. Totally does. What? So why? Why all the languages?
Oh, man.
Is that? Oh, first of all, are you married or no?
I am not married.
All right. No. Do you aspire to that?
I would hope so, yes.
I now we know why you're learning all these languages. That's a chick magnet, man. All you got to do is get a puppy and you're gold.
Oh, gosh.
Can you cook?
Dude. Good for a bachelor.
What does that mean? You don't burn your Pop-Tarts?
No. I've got like 10 dishes I can do.
10 solid. Dishes?
Yeah, 10 solid dishes.
So Captain Crunch, Frankenberry, Count Chocula.
Hilarious. More like omelets. Really good omelets.
10 different kinds of omelets? That's pretty funny. You have lived in different places, have you?
Yeah.
Where?
So I lived in, I don't know if you can count this as living, but in Puerto Rico, I was there for several months, about 4 months.
Yeah.
I lived in the border of Mexico in a place called Juarez. Pretty rough neighborhood.
Anywhere along the border is rough.
Yeah. But that was totally awesome. Changed my life.
Why?
Man, I was there, I was working with pastors, doing, we used to do these crack house runs where we'd go and try to convince some of the users to come back to a drug rehab with us. and it was crazy.
Well, like a drive-by?
Yeah, it was awesome.
And we'd reverse drive-by?
Yeah, reverse drive-by. Yeah, it was totally awesome, man. We'd go by with food, and I couldn't speak Spanish at the time, so I just bring an instrument, my clarinet or my guitar, and I'd help out when they do the. They'd go into these houses and do like worship songs, and they'd talk, preach to them, try to convince them to come back to the rehab, and I got to watch all of that and be a part of it, and it was amazing. It changed my life.
Did you learn any, like, hood Spanish, like California, yeah. West Coast Spanish? Like, orale vato.
Yeah, no, yeah, I could speak. Yeah, my Spanish is really, like, broken in street, and yeah. It's not in the books type of Spanish, you know? Yeah.
That's good. That's mm-hmm. good. I lived in California for 4 years, and I was, you know, I mean, it was, there's, it's Spanish.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
It's not Spanish, it's yeah, Hispanic.
Yeah. Hispanic, yeah, yeah.
Okay. If that makes any sense. I have no idea. Mm-hmm. Let's stop talking and do a song, because that's kind of why you're here. I don't want to talk to you.
Okay.
Just do your friggin' song. Jeez.
All right.
What are you doing? Now set it up.
All right. This song is called Apples. It's from my first album, and it's from a story from a girl I met in Mexico who, you know, I liked. But I was a missionary at the time, so I had no money.
Like I couldn't. And it puts a cramp on the on the whole thing.
Yes. So anyways. So yeah, I couldn't even take her out the coffee. You know what I mean? It was really bad. So I had no money. Like I only had the house budget. So I liked her and she knew that, but nothing ever happened. And so basically she approached me one day and said, "Hey, let me tell you a story." And she told me that she's an apple in the tree. In Spanish, it sounded a lot cooler. And she said that she was way at the top of this tree, right? And in this tree, there's many apples. But if I wanted to be with her, I'd have to climb. And it stuck with me.
Hold on. Was she just, I mean, that's a long, fancy, romantic Spanish way of saying I'm hard to get?
Yes. But I got it. I got it. Not in the moment.
Wait, you got the apple or you got,
I
got the
you got no, the, I didn't the, get the apple. Sentence. No. She's now married in Spain.
Son
doing
of
really well.
God.
But yeah, but no, I got the sentiment.
Okay, sentiment then.
Yeah, it sat with me for a while. And so that's what this song's about.
Love it. Folks, on the Drew Marshall Show live, Dwayne Forrest.
I see you there, way up high, oh so high above me in the tree we call life. For you I climb, that's fine by me. So I climb, and I climb and climb, through acts of love, like chivalry. On the way, see so many different kinds around me. They are falling to the ground, easy to pick up, 'cause they've been used, but not you. You know what you're worth, ain't that what you were. I see you there, way up high, oh so high above me.
Beautiful stuff, man. Very well done.
Thanks, man.
Look at me, I'm clapping by myself. That's how good that was.
Thank you.
You know, so listening to your stuff produced mm-hmm. online,
mm-hmm.
you know, I like it,
mm-hmm.
but I like it better raw, mm-hmm. like just naked.
Yeah.
That's getting awkward right now, isn't it? That's a beautiful, beautiful, beautiful thing you got. Man, those guys at Imago, don't steer me wrong ever.
No.
You know, the first person they turned me on to was Mike Jansen and then Lila Bialy.
Oh, yeah, amazing.
Yeah, but yeah. You're in that category. How does that feel? That's got to be kind of cool.
Wow, that's kind words. Thank you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So can you make a living off this? I ask a few artists this because, mm-hmm. you know, I'm now a cheerleader and a fan of yours, and yeah. I'd love for you to be able to make a living, but A, it's Canada.
Yeah.
Right. And B, it's Canada.
Yeah. Well, you know, I got to say that I've been really blessed, man. I do pretty well. I play about 3 or 4 times a week here in Toronto.
Do you really?
Yeah. I don't know. It just exploded. I work a full-time job. Well, prorated to 4 days a week.
Yeah.
I'm a social worker
during
the day.
All right.
But I could make a living from music if I were to just focus on it. The only problem is that I use a large percentage of what I make towards a nonprofit project I started in Honduras.
Is this Genesis?
Yeah, this is Genesis. Yeah.
This might be a good time to talk about Genesis.
Yeah,
so
maybe I'll do that. Yeah. So, I started this in partnership with Urban Promise. It's you might know them.
I do.
Yeah, they started a branch in Honduras. Mm. Super awesome. Yep. Great staff. The head there is Blair, and I worked with him for a little while, running summer camps, and I just got, you know, I got the bug, man. I couldn't leave, man. I love that place. And I found out that there's many young people and even young adults that didn't know what colors mix to make green, you know, never played an instrument, that sort of thing. Mm. And I talked to Blair and I said, hey, you know, I have this idea. Would you back me? He goes, yeah, I can't give you money, but, you know, I could let you use her name. And he gave me all the support I needed, infrastructure support, all that. And super, super helpful. And so I started, and I had no money, no donors. All I had was like 50 CDs that I brought down with me.
50 so what?
CDs.
Oh, CDs.
CDs, yeah, yeah. And so I decided to just start playing around in Honduras. Played some shows at a bar, making like $20 a night. Wasn't going anywhere fast, you know, and didn't sell any CDs. It was terrible. And I just kept, you know, I just kept going. I'm like, God, what's happening? I just felt like I should just keep going. And then one day somebody saw me that really liked me, and they asked me, how do I get you to this country in Central America? I believe it was Guatemala was the first country. And I said, well, you got to pay the way. And, you know, let me come back home with some money for the school. I'm trying to start this school, get some instruments. And they did that. And after that happened, it just exploded. I was touring all over Central America. It took me going all the way down to Honduras to tour Canada. So now I toured Canada 3 times. And it wasn't happening when I was here. It wasn't until I went down there. And I've toured Europe twice, the northern part. So it's been really cool. So, yeah.
So what's the point? Genesis.
Genesis.
We're going. You and I are going down in a plane crash. Oh, not a good week to use that analogy. Yeah, yeah. No, maybe I should change that.
Yes.
Okay, you're on death row. You're about to be. No. Can't use that one. Because did you hear, by the way, speaking
yes.
of. Did you know what I'm talking about? With the death row stuff?
In the States?
Yeah.
Yeah, I just read it. Yeah, crazy.
It took them how long to die?
So 2 hours, they said? That's crazy. That's just messed up.
Okay, just tell me about Genesis.
let's changing gears. The point is to teach arts because I believe in the arts. Growing up, you know, people always ask me, you know, what kept me out of trouble. I grew up in a pretty rough neighborhood, Chester Lee.
Thornhill.
Yeah, Thornhill, yeah. Yeah, I was in Chester Lee and Allenbury. Those are the two places I grew up in. And, you know, it was a rough place, and there's a lot of negative stuff happening around me. You know, I'd had friends come over to the door and knock the door, like, hey, Dwayne, come out and let's do this bad thing. And I was like, no, man, I'm playing guitar or I'm painting. You can't really do those things. And then you can't paint and do piano riffs and then go out
and
steal.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah,
it doesn't really work, right? So I couldn't figure out why it doesn't work, you know, and as the years go on, I'm starting to figure it out. Yeah. You know, it touches you in a different way in your soul. And,
Yeah.
So, yeah. So I believe in it. I'm passionate about it. I'm passionate about creativity, especially in my experience in third world places.
Hold on. I got to interrupt because I'm so ADD that you lost me already. And this is what I've got so far.
Okay.
You hope to make an impact on, is it young people primarily?
Yeah, that'd be my focus, yeah.
Who are in areas of the world that, that you know, that just sort of presupposes that maybe life isn't going to go that well for them.
Yes.
And you're hoping to rock their world through creativity?
Yes. Well said.
Is that right?
That's well said,
okay,
yeah.
So I was listening.
Yeah. Wow. I should quote that. That's pretty cool.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, that's what I'm doing. Marginalized people. I'm doing work here in Toronto now with homeless youth, because to me that's the marginalized, and same thing, teaching the arts. And
so you're working with other organizations that work with like Yonge Street Mission or Urban Promise or what's the other one? I was in one called, I got to remember what it's called, Covenant House.
Yes, okay, actually, yeah, I was in contact with them too. Right now we're doing, here in Toronto, I'm in partnership with Eva's Phoenix or Eva's Initiative.
No, I don't know this.
And I'm also with Sketch.
Okay, can I want to jump back to something and then go into... I know you've got a few songs prepared. Did you just sing the most romantic song out of your selections today?
Not necessarily.
Do you have another one you can lay down? I mean, one that just drips with...
Romance?
Joie de vivre.
Wow.
With romance.
I can do that. It might wrench the heart a bit, but I could do it.
Okay, because here's what I want to do. I want to set this song up this way.
Okay.
Dwayne Forrest is in the studio. Dwayne Forrest is a very good-looking man. Dwayne Forrest has a puppy. Dwayne Forrest sings love songs. He helps children. What was the other thing that we started off with? Well, how did we start this whole thing off with? There's something about you that I thought that the chicks would really dig. I can't remember what it was.
I can't remember that yet.
Anyway, what I want you to do, folks, is listen to this song he's about to do. And if you are so moved... Wait, how old are you?
33 next month.
33 next month. Mm-hmm. Okay. If you are so moved to call into the studio after this next song and tell Dwayne how awesome he is and how this song moved your heart, then the phone number is 905-338-1250. He's dying over here. 877-JOY-1250. Forget the 905. Nobody remembers that. 877-JOY-1250. 877-569-1250. All right? Listen to this song. This is a good-looking black man. Because it's radio. Do I need to say black man? I don't know. Good-looking man who is killer on the guitar. And this is one of his heart-jerkiest hallmark moments. Here on the Drew Marshall Show. What's this song called?
Wedding Song.
Dang! Mm-hmm. Dwayne Forrest.
I hear the sound of wedding bells, and they're closer now than they've ever been. I never knew I could smile so well, but there's someone special next to me. Yeah, there's someone special next to me. Top the grass, never knew it felt so good to be in our bare feet. Never knew I could smile so well, but there's someone special next to me. Yeah, there's someone special next to me. Me and you sitting in the tree, K-I-S-S-I-M-G. First comes love, then comes marriage. Then comes the baby in the baby carriage. Oh, oh, oh. Can we afford these babies? Holding hands underneath the tree, while the breeze passed sweetly through the leaves. Never knew I could smile so well, but there's someone special next to me. Yeah, there's someone special next to me. She's my wife, she's my wife. Looks so good, dressed in white. She's my wife, she's my wife. Looks so good, dressed in white.
Dude, that is a pretty song. I just want to clear up to our listeners right now. This song is, is about wedding and marriage and stuff. But Dwayne is not married. Dwayne is not married. And if that song, if you thought that song was a hot little number, you need to call us right now. 877-569-1250. 877-569-1250. We will put you on the air, and you will talk to Dwayne Forrest. Dwayne Forrest is here in the studio. He is a 31-year-old, absolutely stunning black man. By the way, every time a white guy says black man, I just feel awkward now.
Why is that?
I don't know. It's like I'm made to feel, you know.
You really shouldn't.
No? Okay. No. All right. I say that because, again, it's radio, and I think these are important details. People want to know why you're not married, you know, 31 and single. You know, people think, what's up with that? You know, there must be something wrong with you.
There must be.
How do you explain that to people? And is your mom still with us?
Yes.
Okay, so your mom must be up in your grill about this.
Yeah, she's kind of given up, though.
She has given up?
Yeah.
Has he?
Yeah.
Why? Okay, but what is she? How do you explain to her why you're single? Or your closest friends, you know? People that love you, man. People care about you. They say, Dwayne, come on, man. You got to, the pressure.
Growing up takes some time. I think that's what it is.
Are you saying you've been an idiot for many, many years?
Yeah, I think so, yeah. Yeah, growing up and learning what love is. You know, learning how to actually lay your life down, actually put somebody ahead of you, before you, not be selfish.
Yeah.
It's been a long learning curve.
What is the dumbest thing you've ever done in your life?
Wow.
What, are you going through a list?
Jeez, man, yeah.
One that you can obviously share on.
Yeah,
there, right?
Yeah. Maybe, okay, I'll take the easy route out. Maybe... When I stopped taking French in school.
Really?
I wish I didn't do that.
Come on. You never set something on fire. You never smashed a car. You never.
I did some stupid things.
Yeah.
I don't want to do things that can indict me.
Right.
I'm joking.
You plead the fifth.
Yeah. No, man, there are many things I've done that are not.
Do you have siblings?
I do. I have two brothers and a sister.
Wow. Are they all musical, or are you the freak?
No, they're all musical. They try to hide it, but they've all got it. They, one dances, one's musical, knows musical, a radio guy. One plays a trumpet.
What do you mean radio guy?
He's a radio guy. He should be on the radio. Oh. But he's now doing, he's managing artists, but I want him to get back into radio. He's okay. Really good.
All right.
He has the voice.
He's got a sweet mellifluous tone, does he?
Yeah, he has a good voice. He has like more of like a WWE voice, like announcer voice.
Really?
Yeah, I think he'd be awesome at that.
WWE. Yeah. Who was the one that got away?
Wow. That got away from me?
Yeah.
I won't say her name.
We don't need to know her name.
Yeah. What do you want me to tell you?
Well, what happened? And when did you realize she got away? Is this recent? Are you going to cry? That's what I really want to know.
Yeah, this is recent.
Oh, no. Yes. Is it? Oh, sorry, man.
Well, it's all right. Yeah. No. Like I said, growing up, working through things. And sometimes it's people run out of patience, you know? She was really patient.
Patient with you.
Patient with me.
Man.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know, something about you, man. I have so many more questions for you, but I just want to take a little moment to let everyone know that you're listening to The Drew Marshall Show. We're streaming live at drewmarshall.ca. It's our last show of season 11. This is live on The Drew Marshall Show, devoted solely to the art of music. We are proud to showcase some of Canada's incredible singer-songwriters, their stories, their music, including this, live mini-concert thing. It's called Live on TDMS, devoted solely to the art of music, because, sometimes songs speak to our souls louder than words. In July, we've had Mike Celia, who's also with A440, Ash and Bloom, who have just been taking the world by storm, Preetam Sengupta, and I Am D.O. D.O. is in the studio. It's the first time I've ever had a hip-hop. Yeah, that's it. Yeah. I'm so white. Anyway, we're having some fun today with Dwayne Forrest. Dwayne, on your Bandcamp thingy, yeah. Is there something on here? Because I want to play. I want people to hear a little something. So we've got Warrior One, Jersey Shore, Je Pense, My Mind, Policia, and Wishful. Mm. Which one of those would you like us to play right now? Or do you not just want us to play anyone?
Yeah, maybe Warrior One. These are all demos of my upcoming album that's about to be released at the end of August.
Okay.
Yeah. So okay. Yeah.
Folks, we're going to have a little listen to Dwayne Forrest in the studio, even. You know, this is what he sounds like. sort of like from real life, if we may. Wayne Forrest on the Drew Marshall Show. Thanks for tuning in, folks. Just wanted to have a little bit more of a conversation with Dwayne about things that are important in his life. So let's talk about gigs, because gigs are important.
Gigs are important.
Know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You have some regulars?
Yeah.
What's going on?
Yeah. So if you're in Toronto and you'd like to find me, I play every Wednesday at the Citizen, 8 p.m. till 10 p.m. That's at King Street West.
I don't think I've been there.
You've been there? It used to be called the Brandt House.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
So that's King Street and Brandt. I'm there every Wednesday, 8 to 10. It's a really nice vibe. They've completely redone it. Leverage couch is beautiful.
Nice.
Yeah. I do. I'm weekly at Shangri-La Hotel.
Okay.
That changes from Tuesday nights and Thursday nights. So you'll find me there one of those days. Fridays, I'm in Yorkville. Play at a piano bar called Salute.
Where's that?
It's on Bel Air. I think it's 29 Bel Air in Yorkville.
Okay.
Yeah. So I'm there most Fridays. One Friday a month, I'm at Indigo Bookstore at Bay and Bloor.
Ooh.
Yeah, that's real fun. And those are my solids. And then I have a lot of other random stuff that comes up. But I'll always post my shows on my website if you go to duanesguitar.com, duanesguitar.com, and click tour. You'll see all the shows I have coming up.
What was that one gig that you did where you just sat there and went, dude, this is happening. This is so cool.
Wow. That was in Europe. That was at a music festival in Bømlo, Norway.
I'm sorry, did you say Bømlo?
I don't know how to pronounce it. Is that how you say it?
I don't know.
Bømlo?
I've just seen a lot of people walking around with low bums. And jeans and stuff. And again, another pathetic attempt at humor brought to you by the Drew Marshall Show.
Yes.
So what happened? You were gigging and?
Which is amazing. You know, when you go play a festival versus kind of like these regular gigs, right? People are coming. They fly you there. right? They flew me out there to play.
Well, so, yeah.
Yeah, it was awesome. That was my first time being flown somewhere. Well, yeah. Well, I was flown to Europe to go play to play music, which is super cool. Yeah, and was treated really nicely, and the people there were awesome, and they were totally into music, and a super positive experience. That's I've been twice, and I'm going again in April.
Huh. Mm-hmm. In some of your songs, there's God stuff.
There is.
Like, I can smell it.
You could smell it. It's not obvious, though, is it?
Yeah. I could smell it.
I guess if you're looking.
Yeah. You know who's a master at that kind of stuff, right, is Bruce Coburn.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Why do you have that stuff in there? What are your thoughts on God,
man? My thoughts on that? Are you asking me my spiritual position?
That sounds awkward again, but yeah.
Hilarious. For me, that's center. God is center of all that I do.
Do you hope there's a God? Do you think there's a God? Do you know there's a God?
I know there's a God.
Really?
100%. Yeah.
See, I can't get that.
Yeah?
I don't. I just don't understand how people can be that certain that there's a God.
Oh, man. So certain. 100%.
Man.
There's nothing I'm more certain about, probably.
Really?
Yeah, I'm more certain about that than this chair I'm sitting on.
Okay. He noticed the duct tape on the chair. So worried about it. Do you think that the spiritual in you it leaks out into your craft?
Yeah. As long as I pour into the spiritual in me, there will be overflow.
Hmm.
When I'm not doing that, no, I don't. I start to not see it within the things I'm doing. But yeah.
Do you have Do you have any sort of tribal conditioning rituals that you do? Some people read the sacred scriptures regularly. Some people meditate.
Yeah.
Some people, I don't know, whatever. You know, do you have any regular stuff that you do?
Yeah, no. Nothing that I would say is that, like, is ritualistic. But there is one thing I do often. It's when I'm out and about, just in the day, I'm always trying to be thankful. Always.
So it's an attitude thing.
I'm always trying to adjust it, and I'm always trying to, you know, see beauty in everything. And it's like a conscious effort. I just do it often. Yeah.
The love thing, right?
The love thing.
Like, how do you really know what love is?
Man, I have no idea, man.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
It's the same thing with God, right? And, you know, if there is a God, I hope that God is love.
Yeah.
I've read that somewhere.
Yes. Right.
But, when it, you know, I don't know. I've reached a certain point in my life where I've just kind of gone. I feel like Pilate, you know, what is truth? What is love?
Are you getting all philosophical?
Yeah, I know. It's like, you know, because every time I think I actually love, when I look at it harder, I see selfishness.
Yes. Yes.
I see self-motivation. I see narcissism. I see, you know, ulterior motives, you know, within myself.
I'd say you're on the right path because, you know, as you get closer to figuring it out, I think you'll start to see how little you do.
How little you get it.
Yeah. Yeah. I think it's the same with God.
All right. I don't want to think anymore. Can you do a song?
Sure.
Can you change gears like that, please?
Yes.
What are you doing?
I'm going to do
Itsy Bitsy Spider.
Itsy Bitsy.
Well, hold on. What was that last song you sang? It had a little, like a children's love
thing.
Oh,
yes, yes. I said K-I-S-S-I-E.
That's right. Is that copyrighted?
No, because I think...
Written?
I don't think so. I think I'm okay. Yeah. No, because I totally changed it up and the melody's all crazy.
Yeah, but I love that you threw that in there.
Yeah.
Okay, anyway, what are you doing?
Man, that's a good question. I think I don't know. I'm trying to feel what I want to do right now.
What are you feeling?
Okay, well, maybe I'll do this song. This song is called The Jersey Shore, which is where I met said person that has got... fell through my fingertips.
Oh, the one that got away. Who'd have thunk that the one that got away was Snooki?
Anyways, so this is a song for her. Ready?
It's the weekend, I was thinking, rubbing my eyes, trying to understand what lies before me. Has an angel descended in Jersey Shore. The scarf you wore matched the decor of the heaven. It was like tennis. We left our brethren. Ooh, they had questions, and I had questions on the Jersey Shore. On the Jersey Shore, somewhere in Jersey. Somewhere in Jersey, somewhere in Jersey. It's the weekend, you have weakened my position. I wasn't looking for a new love, but you did crush that so quickly. God, you're terrible when you look that way at me, baby. Those green eyes mix with a slight touch of the ocean. I was hoping you can swim, 'cause I'll drown in the Jersey Shore. In the Jersey Shore, somewhere in Jersey. Somewhere in Jersey, yeah. Somewhere in Jersey. It's the weekend, I was thinking. You plus me equals cute baby. Hasty, we should wait 1 second. I'm not into one night stand, so we go get a preacher in place. He lets me kiss up your whole face. Then we race back to my basement apartment. Oh, I love being in love with you, baby. Oh. Ooh, on the Jersey Shore, yeah. On the Jersey Shore, somewhere in Jersey. Somewhere in Jersey, somewhere in Jersey. We fell in love on the Jersey Shore.
Beautiful stuff, man. Well done. Well done. Dwayne. I think I was thinking Dwayne, and I said, well, Dwayne. Dwayne Forrest on the Drew Marshall Show, dwayneforrest.com. Forrest, you should know how to spell that, although there's a couple of R's in it.
Yes.
And then Dwayne is D-U-A-N-E, Dwayne Forrest. A mm-hmm. couple of R's. Is there a couple of other letters, too? I think
no.
so.
D-U-A-N-E.
The court structure in that would suggest that you've had some formal training.
It would suggest it.
Yeah.
But I have not.
Really?
No. Not for, well, I was taught the classic guitar for about a month before I started.
Well, that's formal training.
That's what I'm stressed the rest is just, you know, honestly, I learned a lot growing up. I grew up in a Pentecostal church, and I played drums growing up.
Really?
I wasn't really interested in the guitar until I saw this dude playing classical, but I was around a lot of the movements.
So can you do like a classical kind of thing? And what do you do a classical
thing? No, not really.
By the way,
Yeah, not really. I just play in terms of like with the finger picking and stuff like that. Yeah. And I like nylon. This is a nylon string guitar, classic guitar. So, yeah. But, yeah, no formal training, but definitely I've paid a lot of attention to music. And I just kind of get music, so... and I love jazz.
Apparently.
Yeah. I love jazz. Love bossa nova. And I just love the way it moves and the chords. So, yeah.
A couple of gigs you've been to that you've just been gobsmacked. You know, you're sitting there looking at that person on stage. And just like, for example, when I saw James Brown.
Yeah.
and then I had to interview him at 2 in the morning right after the concert. It was a stupid move to do. To see the concert and then do the interview. Because I was gobsmacked.
Right.
I don't get, you know, goofy over people. I just don't.
Yeah.
But I was that night.
Because James Brown.
First it's James freaking Brown.
Right, yes. Yeah, so, right.
And then it was, yeah. How about you?
I'm going to say...
Fred Penner.
Nope. And the person wasn't even playing an instrument. She was just singing. I'm going to say Corrine Bailey Rae.
Huh. Well, I'm going to write that name down.
Yeah.
How do you spell Corrine? Do you know?
I think it's double R. C-O-R-R-I. I want to say Corrine. Yeah. R-I-N-E, I think.
Okay.
Bailey.
Yeah.
And Ray, R-A-E, I believe.
Okay. Where'd you see her?
That was at here by the exhibition downtown Toronto. I forgot the name of the venue.
So she's local, or she was in?
No,
town?
No, okay. She's from Europe. She's from England, I believe.
Right.
But she was here. She was touring.
Is she single? Did you creep on her?
I don't think so. No. Yeah, no, she was married.
I'm just trying
She was married, and I believe her husband passed a couple years ago. And I think
well,
I saw
she's her. Ready now.
Oh, geez. I don't know about that.
Come on.
But yeah, yeah.
I'll make the introduction, man.
Oh, come on, man.
That's you. Anyways. You need a wingman.
Oh, jeez. No, okay.
Anyway, her pipes, her vocals were just...
Her show was just... I wasn't expecting that because, you know, I have her album and, you know, I thought she's all right. Like, my favorite artists are Jack Johnson, Norah Jones. So she wasn't even up there for my favorite artists.
Right.
And I've seen all of them, but her live was just insane.
Nice.
Yeah, amazing.
Alicia Brilla, have you ever played with her or
no.
seen her?
No.
She's been on her show a few times. I had her perform on my birthday show last year. I'm so stoked about her.
Wow.
She's a KW girl. Little Brazilian number she is.
Wow.
And maybe one of the best vocalists that we've ever had on the show.
Wow.
And she's Toronto girl. She plays out of you know that triangular building on Front
yes.
Street?
Oh, Reservoir Lounge.
Reservoir Lounge.
Oh, that's where she
yeah,
is?
Yeah, she
oh, okay.
gigs there a lot.
Yeah, okay. I got to check her out. She's really good.
Yeah.
Does she play as well? Or she just
yeah.
Sings? Yeah.
Yeah. She does a lot of bossa nova-ish type
amazing.
Guitar playing
Love.
Herself.
Yes. You know, I don't get to... It's great to hear because I don't get to... hear much music.
Would you say the look of love? Would you say, is that a bossa nova kind of thing?
Yeah. I play bossa. People do it bossa.
Yeah.
Yeah. Bésame Mucho is another one that's really nice bossa. Yeah. Feeling.
So what do you want to be when you grow up? You got to decide, man. Do you want to be a missionary or do you want to be a muso? Missionary or muso? Because you got a heart for both.
Both. I want to be both. I want to continue to be. I hope to be touring around the world and sharing music with people.
Yeah,
and using a large part of my proceeds to continue the work I'm doing with arts in marginalized places. That's my goal.
Tell us one more time about. Well, no, don't tell us about Genesis. Mm-hmm. Well, you got to in order to get people kind of connected here. But because
yeah.
I'd like people to connect with your music, I'd like them to buy your upcoming CD,
yes.
which is coming up when?
End of August. Yeah,
I gotta wait that long.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then I'm gonna release it in parts because that's how the world's working now.
That's true.
Yeah.
That's true. Mm-hmm. But I also want people to get behind you in regards to you know your music and your mission.
Yeah.
So, for example. If they hired you for a house concert,
yes,
would that help Genesis?
That'd be super awesome.
What? How does that work?
Yeah, so if they wanted me to come by the house, you know, I would suggest wine, other alcoholic drinks, cheese, hors d'oeuvres.
Mm-hmm.
Invite friends of yours that care about other people than themselves, right? And they're interested in this. And
yeah.
I'd come by, I'd play, then I'd talk a bit about what I do, show pictures of the kids, the work,
yeah.
and show them opportunities to get involved and connected. That'd be work. That'd be
do they get tax receipts if they donate to you?
Yeah. So right now, I've just become my own Canadian charity. And so
Good
right now
you.
We're still waiting for the paperwork to have the power to grant receipts. We should have that in a few months.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Mm-hmm.
You're a multi-layered cat.
I was called an onion last night by a friend.
You
so.
See? I was called an onion. That might have to do with your odor.
Man, aye, right?
More than
right.
anything else. Well, listen, let's do another tune, if
okay.
you don't mind.
Yeah.
And then at the end of our little time together, I'll play another track
yeah.
from your thing behind me there.
Okay.
What are you doing?
How about a cover?
Okay.
Is that okay on the show on the radio?
Sure. I don't care.
Yeah, I'm gonna mix.
Nobody listens
songs.
To the show enough to sue.
This song's for my mom.
Your mom?
Yeah, because you know I remember her playing this. You know, I have Jamaican in background, and Jamaicans love to take really good songs and reggaeify them. So this is one that I remember always hearing growing up, and I love it so much. And I'm gonna mix it with a modern song.
All right, folks. Dwayne Forrest is about to. Take us to the island, man. That was horrible. Again. I'll just shut up.
Well, you done dumb done me any better. I felt it. Tried to be chill, but just so hot that I melted. I fell right through the cracks. And I'm trying to get back. Before the cool done run out, I'll be giving it my best. There's nothing gonna stop me but divine intervention. I reckon it's again my turn to win some or learn some. No, I won't hesitate, no.
and see like me. Yeah. Open up your mind and damn, you're free. Look inside your heart and you'll find love. People in the moment dance and sing with me. Ooh, we just are one big family. It's our godforsaken right to be loved. Love, 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 love. Ooh, love. Wise men say only fools rush in, but I can't help falling in love with you. Shall I stay? If I can help falling in love with you, falling in love with you.
Love it. Dwayne Forrest on the Drew Marshall Show. Nice. Is that called a mashup?
Mashup.
Hey?
Yeah.
See, I know
it's like acoustic mashup.
Dwayne, I'm very happy that you made the effort. And I know it was a big effort to get here, but I'm thankful that you made the effort.
No, thanks for having him.
And as usual, folks, you know, I just don't sit back and enjoy the show. Support these guys. You know, we bring you some crazy talent on this show, and so go out and support our musicians. Not just because they're our musicians, but because they're really stinking good. So the website to go to is pretty simple. It's dwaynesguitar.com, dwaynesguitar.com, D-U-A-N-E-S, guitar.com. And Dwayne Forrest is who we've been listening to. Dwayne, thanks, man.
No, thank you.
Really appreciate it.
Thanks for everyone
listening. I want to go out with another track from your thing here. What am I? I keep calling it a thing. What does that mean?
Don't cry.
Your Bandcamp website. Place, sir.
Bye, everybody. Nice meeting you.
Bye, Dwayne.
Don't cry for me. It's not fair to me when you're on the other side of the world. Policía, policía, no se llevan ese ladrón, no, no. Llévense esa chica, por favor. Llévense esa muchacha, por favor. ¿Por qué quiere que la llevamos? Porque anda con ojos bonitos. Porque anda con cuerpo dorado. Porque anda con ese cuerpo. Don't cry for me. Save your tears for someone else. For me. Save your tears for someone.
It's hard to find quality guest speakers these days. If they're interesting, they're usually expensive. And if they're cheap, they're usually boring. Well, here's someone who's both expensive and boring. Drew Marshall is a high school dropout who tried to become a pro football player but didn't make it. He then tried to become a firefighter and didn't make it. Now he's trying to become a stand-up comic. Good luck with that, Mr. Marshall. But if you're looking for someone who's unpredictable, incredibly honest, provocative, genuine, then we've got the right guy. Everyone seems to be an expert on something these days. Why not book someone who's an expert on nothing, except how to be brutally honest about yourself and your faith? To book Drew Marshall as your guest speaker, go to drewmarshall.ca.